Thank you, Father. Thanks, Leo. I would like to speak about biofortifying vegetable crops and selenium. And this is my outlines for the characterization of selenium in food chain and human health, selenium in agro ecosystem, and finally, spot about the biofortification of selenium and what we need to do in the future. Selenium is essential poison, as we know, because it's very, very important for human and animal, and discovered 1917. For human and animal, essentiality a little bit so far, it was 1957. For some lower plant, it's established as essential nutrient, but till now, for higher plant, not yet. If we have look the position of selenium in periodic table, we can say it is a group with oxygen, sulfur, and we can expect that selenium and sulfur has a very close relationship, and selenium can replace sulfur and make a lot of problem between, because the protein in this case will be cannot do the function, and this is a problem from selenium. It is an amazing story about selenium. In 1930, it thought that it's highly toxic, and some years it thought also to be carcinogenic nutrient, but about 1957 established already as essential nutrient for human and animal, and also as a carcinogenic nutrient now. The rules, the essentiality of selenium for human and animal, there is no way, there is no doubt about that. It's very, very important. We know that, but the problem comes from the very narrow range in between toxicity and deficiency. As we can see, it's 40 to 400 microgram per liter, and this is a problem. And a lot of diseases comes from the two sites, if selenium deficient or toxic for human. What about the selenium and food chain? And finally, of course, the human health. Of course, we can take the selenium during our food, plant or food, from water, but it's negligible, not so much. And it depends a lot of factors. There is a lot of factors controlling this transfer of selenium from food chain to the human. Some factors depends on the soil, as we can see later, the bioavailability of selenium in soil. A lot of factors control this bioavailability: reduction of potential, soil organic matter, clay mineral content, and so on. But in general, we can see that grain or selenium, it's much, much lower contain. It is rich in selenium, as we can see. And the second category, it could be said fish from different countries, as we can see. This is the area you can distinguish from China. There is the two parts, it could be said. A lot of areas rich in selenium, and the other, the opposite. And there is a lot of disease in two areas. And this is the threshold value from selenium in food chain, deficient, adequate, and toxic levels for each one, for animal fodder, for human food, for human diet, and so on. What about the selenium in agro ecosystem? It is the most important area about our research in general. That means the sources of chemical forms, as we can see, selenide, selenate, selenite, and elemental selenium, and finally some organic forms of selenium, as we can see. The most important sources of selenium, the phosphate fertilizer, manure, and some pesticide also. The abundance of selenium in different environment, as you can see from earth crust, from different categories, from soil and also water and air, comparing with some micronutrient and some essential nutrient, as we can see, comparing with copper, with copper, to some number to say the actual position of selenium comparing with micronutrient or essential nutrient. And this is the, in general, some factors which control the bioavailability of selenium in soil. As you can see, this is some factors: soil acidity, soil redox potential, hydroxide, manganese and iron, organic material, clay, and as you can see from the previous presentation, nitrogen antagonist selenium, as you can know. Let me summarize all these factors in one figure about the biogeochemistry of selenium in field, under field condition. As you can see, this is the different forms and which one uptake and which the sometimes evaporate and so on. And the most important control here, redox potential and the different forms from selenite to selenate and so on. It is a little bit complicated cycle, but it is very important to understand what will be happened under our field condition. And this is one of the most important in my talk. It is the relationship between sulfur, selenium, and copper. What I need to say, I selected some parameter or items here, the uptakes, toxic level, and so on, because there is a very close relationship between selenium and copper. And nowadays, we need to, it could be said, to know exactly the relationship now between copper and selenium, because as we, I don't know if anybody interesting about this point, metabolism of selenium and copper in plant, there is a step and they can meet in one point. Now we need to focus about this point. It may be help for our research in future, but we didn't finish. Not yet. And this is in very in general about the roles in higher plant. Selenium as beneficial nutrient enhance the growth of plant, higher plant, under a little bit low concentration, like other beneficial nutrient. Some of these roles till now unknown. The biofortification of selenium, we know what the meaning of biofortification and different strategies to achieve this biofortification, even agronomic or breeding or genetic breeding and so on. But the most important now, and also about the which element around the world we need to focus about biofortification for human health, we know iron, zinc, iodine, and also selenium. We need to focus a little bit about selenium and which crops we know. It is the general crops, wheat, cassava, bean, and we are studying now this year Jerusalem artichoke, and we started 2 years ago about pineapple. To achieve this bio fortification, we use not like previous methods as I mentioned before, but we use a little bit very small tools. This is called micronutrient micro farm system, and it's very very simple. It is just box, and this is rotary and spray water, and here we can use for seeds to sprout or something like that. We spray this selenium. It is maximum 10 or 2 weeks, 10 days or 2 weeks, and then we can produce a sprout rich in selenium. We did it for some crops. This microfarm, we have already used it for biofortified and also for actualization, and so, as we can see, we use a plastic tray as and in vitro method to produce this biofortified crops rich in selenium. This is once more microfarm. We use it biofortified crops, sprout production, and acclimatization for in vitro plant. Yeah, okay. And this is our experiment, some crops, different concentration of selenium, 2 and 10, 2 and 5 and 10, and comparing with nanoselenium also. This is pineapple. We start 2 years ago, two years ago, but we didn't finish because we start in vitro, from in vitro, and then now we move to the field to grow this pineapple. Also this year we start with microfarm to produce Jerusalem artichoke. It's cultivated in April. Now this month we will harvest this plant. It's very very important for inulin and so on. Very very important for human health also. And we need to be rich in selenium. And this is different method. We use it for in vitro also, for tuber transplant, stem nodes. Different method to produce this plant rich in selenium as biofortified. This is the tray plant, and this is for Onio. And this is what's for my colleague, and also, this, of course, it is different concentration of selenium as selenate will be accumulate. Plant can uptake a lot of selenium according to this concentration. And this is a selenium speciation, one of the most important when we need to study selenium. We have to focus on selenium speciation, which forms of selenium in plant, because it is the most important organic forms in plant, not, of course, inorganic, as we can see. And this is some vitro for some vegetable, and this is the for radish and pepper. The most important, I need to just draw your attention. What we can do next, biofortification now, need to move from only one nutrient for biofortification. Nowadays, a lot of countries or parts all over the world need to biofortify it with more than one nutrient, like selenium and sulfur, which this is already started several years ago, and selenium and zinc also, and copper, as I said before, it is very, very important. And finally, how can, on the other side, help to make this selenium not make a problem for our environmental, for our environment, as we can see something for how to produce a very clean product, rich in selenium but not toxic at the same time. And this is some of our publication, and I have to thank the HSP and Imperial Scholarship Board support me for this study. And finally, I have to thank all my colleagues who helped me for this presentation. Thanks so much.